Are you looking for peace, healing, or spiritual guidance? A journey of the heart, finding God through Jesus Christ. The human heart is often described as a restless traveler, searching for a home it can never quite reach. This deep-seated longing for something more, for a sense of purpose and belonging, is a universal experience. For many, this journey is a spiritual one, a quest to find God. And for millions around the world, the path to that divine encounter is illuminated by the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Spiritual guidance towards this goal is not about following a rigid set of rules, but about nurturing a relationship. It is a journey of the heart, a transformation from the inside out, guided by grace and a commitment to seeking a deeper truth. See also our guide on finding God. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. 1. The starting point: acknowledge the longing. The first step in any journey is to admit you want to take it. Finding God through Jesus begins with an honest acknowledgement of that spiritual hunger within you. Perhaps you feel a void, a sense of meaninglessness, or a persistent question about your purpose. This is not a weakness. It is a sign of your spirit reaching out. Jesus himself spoke to this longing, saying, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Matthew 5:6. Your desire to seek is the very invitation you've been waiting for. 2. The guide: encountering Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not just a historical figure or a moral teacher. He's the central figure in this spiritual journey. The Bible presents him as the way, the truth, and the life. And his life serves as the ultimate map. To find God through Jesus means to engage with who he was and what he did. Read the Gospels. Begin with the New Testament books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life, his teachings, his miracles, and his ultimate sacrifice. As you read, don't just see the words on the page. Try to encounter the person they describe. See his compassion for the marginalized, his wisdom in challenging the powerful, and his unwavering love for all people. Pray. Prayer is not a one-way communication, but a conversation. Speak to God honestly and openly. A simple prayer can be powerful. "Jesus, if you are real, show me who you are." This prayer of sincerity is the seed from which faith often grows. 3. The path: living a life of faith. Finding God is not a destination, but a continuous walk. Once you begin to encounter Jesus, the path unfolds into a life of faith. Practice humility and repentance. The message of Jesus is one of grace, but it also calls for a change of heart. Repentance isn't about self-loathing. It's about turning away from actions that separate us from God and turning towards a new way of living. It's a humble acknowledgement of our imperfections and a desire for transformation. Community. The Christian faith is meant to be lived in community. Find a church or a group of believers where you can learn, grow, and be supported. Sharing your journey with others provides encouragement, accountability, and a sense of belonging. The church is not a building, but a body of people united by a common faith, a place where you can experience God's love through others. Service. The greatest testament to a transformed heart is a life of service. Jesus taught that to find your life, you must lose it, in service to others. By extending kindness, compassion, and help to those around you, you are living out the very love that Jesus demonstrated. In serving others, you often find that you are serving God. 4. The goal: a relationship, not a religion. Ultimately, the goal of the spiritual journey is not to join a religion, but to enter into a personal and living relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It is a relationship of love, trust, and intimacy. It means knowing that you are deeply loved, forgiven, and have a purpose. This journey is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be moments of doubt, times of struggle, and seasons where God feels distant. But in those moments, remember the promise: ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Matthew 7:7. Your spiritual journey is uniquely yours, but the path laid out by Jesus is open to all. It is a path that leads to a place of peace, purpose, and a profound connection with the divine, a home for that restless heart, found at last. The Word of God, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible enriches us because it is the living Word of God, which guides, teaches, and transforms us, Hebrews 4:12. Through it, we come to know God's heart, his love, and his will for our lives, 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. It connects us to him because when we read it with faith, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, strengthens our relationship with the Lord, and gives us wisdom, John 14:26. It also reveals the secret of eternal life, believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior, John 3:16.